I'm Kathleen McGrath, and in this five-part video series, I'll introduce you to Visual Basic. I'll show you how to create a program that loads a picture from a file and displays it in a window. You'll learn how to create a project, debug an application, add controls like checkboxes and buttons to a form, position controls on a form by using layouts, add dialog boxes to a form, write code by using IntelliSense and code snippets, and write event handler methods. In this first video, you'll learn how to create a project. First, I'll create a Windows Form application project. On the File menu, I'll click New Project. I'll select Visual Basic, and then I'll click Windows Forms application. I'll call the application Picture Viewer, and then click OK. You can see that Visual Studio has created the solution. I'm going to save it by clicking the Save All button. The Visual Studio Integrated Development Environment, or IDE, contains many windows. In this video, I'll be using three: the Main Window, Solution Explorer, and the Properties Window. If your IDE doesn't look like this, click Reset Window Layout on the Windows menu. If any of the windows are missing, you can open them by clicking View Menu, and then click Property Windows or Solution Explorer or whichever one is missing. If there's an extra window open, click the Close button in the upper right. I'm going to briefly introduce the three windows that I'll be using. The Main Window is where you design your user interface and write code. Currently, it shows a form in Design View. If I double-click the form, I can see the code associated with the form on another tab. This is the code editor. At the top of the window, there are now two tabs, Form1.vb and Form1.vb Design. Solution Explorer is where all of the files in the solution appear. If I select a file, I can see all of its properties, so I'll select the Picture Viewer solution file. Notice that the Properties window changes to display the properties of the solution. If I double-click a code file, which ends in .vb in Visual Basic, the code file or design view of the code file opens. A property is an attribute of an object. For example, one attribute of a form is its background color. The Properties window is where you change the properties of an object. When I created the solution earlier, I created a program that can be run. To show you, I'll click the Start Debugging toolbar button. As you can see, the program doesn't do much yet. It just displays an empty window, but it does run. When you run your program from inside the IDE, it's called debugging because you typically do this to check for and track down any errors or bugs in the program. To stop debugging, I can click the X on the form, or I can click the Stop Debugging button in the IDE. Now I'm going to use the Properties window to change the way the form looks. To use the Properties window, I have to be in Design View. I can see that I am because the Form.vb Design tab is selected and because I can see the form here in the Designer. First, I'll click the form to make sure the properties are displayed in the Properties window, and I can see that I'm looking at the properties of the form. Now I can set the various properties of the form, such as the foreground and background color, the title text that appears at the top of the form, the size of the form, and other properties. I want to specify the text that appears in the title bar of the application. To do that, I'll change the text property of the form. I'll scroll through the properties to look for the text property, and I can order the properties by categorized or alphabetic view. I'll select the text property and then type Picture Viewer. When I press Enter, I can see that the text I typed appears in the title bar of the form. Now I'm going to resize the form. Notice the size property. I could just type in the size I want here, or I can resize the form by clicking the small white square and dragging it to make the form appear a little bit wider and taller. Notice that the size property has changed in the Properties window. I'll set the size property to 550 by 350. Now I'll run the program once again by clicking the Start Debugging toolbar button. This time, the form is larger and has the title Picture Viewer. I'll stop the program and then save it so that I can continue working on it later. To continue creating this application, see the second video in this tutorial. In that video, you'll learn how to design the application by adding controls to the form.